Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus.
make a joyful noise to the Lord, all you lands. Serve Yah the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that Yah the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For Yah the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I have read to you Psalms 100, a song of praise to Yah the Lord's faithfulness to his people. And we are his people, lost sheep. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, creator of all things, we lost sheep give you praise and thanks as well as worship for creating us and all things that you have done for us. I pray that the people that you call into your ministry, Heavenly Father, that they read the Bible as well. They can go to school, but you did not call them to go to school. Let them understand that they don't have to go to a school or seminar. At least that's my position, because I've noticed and I've watched how they, once they go into school, they're not, it seems like something is missing. They're trying to, they're following a protocol. Do not give them. Bless them to be obedient to you, my Heavenly Father God, as well as bless the young man who started, who switched his Sunday services to the Sabbath, and over half his congregation left. Well, I know they did not belong there, and they are following what is, I think, called a fad. Bless that young man's church to grow, because he's following you, and I know that you will. Father, I thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We lost sheep also. Thank you for giving us sane, sound mind, excellent health, peace, love, family, patience, cold, courage, boldness, and placing the right people in our lives at the right time. We thank you for throwing us and allowing us to know and understand that you look like us lost sheep. I pray this prayer in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Welcome and happy Sabbath, everybody. If you do not know, Sabbath is Saturday. Look it up in the dictionary. I want you to remember the Sabbath day, that Saturday, to keep it holy. You'll find that written in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. It is a commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. I want you to have your pen, paper, pencil, notepad, in case you want to write something down that I may say. I want you to follow me to the book of Ezra. I just had a thought, but I forgot what it was. I do know this. I want you to Google Lemba, L-E-M-B-A-T-R-I-B-E. and look up their DNA, the Lemba tribe DNA, and you'll find that looks like me, a brown or dark color complexion, and they're happy. Their hair is like sheep's wool, like mine. So I said all that to say this. We are the lost sheep and don't know it. And I pray to our Heavenly Father and God, God, that when Armageddon comes, that none of us in the United States of America will be fool enough to go and fight against God. He is the creator of this earth. Realize that and understand it and believe it. Let's read in the book of Ezra, chapter 3. Worship restored at Jerusalem. And in the seventh month. Now, the seventh month in my Bible is different from the seventh month, calendar month of the United States. I have a calendar here that says the seventh month, I believe it's pronounced Tammuz hyphen Av. That's spelled T-A-M-M-U-Z dash A-V. And I call that Tammuz Av. Let me start at verse 1, chapter 3 again. And when the seventh month had come of Israel, were in the cities, the people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem. Then Jeshua, son of Jehozadak, and his brethren, the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, arose and built the altar of God of Israel to offer burnt offerings on it. And it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. Though fear had come upon them because of the people of those countries, they set the altar on this basis, and they ordered burnt offerings on it to Yah the Lord, both morning and evening burnt offerings. Now, that's news to me. I did not know that they had morning and evening burnt offerings. Verse 4, they also kept the Feast of Tabernacles, and that's what we're going to do. See if you realize that, or you know that I believe in Jesus. He is our new shepherd. You will find that, I think, in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 26. Let me just turn there quickly, if I can. Matthew 26 and 26. I want to read what it says about Jesus. And I want you to know that Jesus just got rid of the burnt offerings. He did not get rid of the moral offerings. So we, in my view, I tell you to teach, and I tell you to follow the commandments, Ten Commandments, as well as all the other commandments. I am at Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. For this is my blood, of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. And remission means forgiveness. And see, after Jesus and rose again, our new covenant began. And that was to, there was to be no more shedding of blood. Okay, so let's pick up in verse 4 of chapter 3 in the book of Ezra. They also kept the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings in the number required by ordinance for each day. So I'm thinking that there were maybe three burnt offerings, one in the morning, one in the evening, but I better leave that as it is written. Verse 5, and afterwards they offered the regular burnt offerings and those for new moons and for all the appointed feasts of Yah the Lord that were consecrated. And consecrated means to set apart or make holy. And those of everyone who willingly offered a free will offering to Yah the Lord from the first day of the seventh month. Remember, the seventh month on the Hebrew calendar is different from our seventh month. It's not their seventh month. It's not July. It is T-A-M-M-U-Z, that's A-V. And I say that's Tammuz Av. I'm at verse 6 again. From the first day of the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to Yah the Lord. And, of course, we do not offer burnt offerings anymore. But the foundation of the temple of Yah the Lord had not yet been laid. They also gave money to the masons. And masons are people who work with brick and stone. And the carpenters, and food and drink and oil to the people of Sidon and Tyre to bring cedar logs from Lebanon to the sea at Jaffa according to the permission they had from Cyrus, king of Persia. With verse 8, restoration of the temple began. Now, in the second month on the Hebrew calendar is Adar, A-D-A-R-I, of the second year of the coming of the house of God at Jerusalem. Jerubbaal, the son of Shealtiel, Jeshua, the son of Jozabad, the rest of their brethren, the priests and the Levites and all, those who had come out of captivity to Jerusalem began work and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and above to oversee the work of the house of Yah the Lord. Then Jeshua with his sons and brothers, Kadmiel with his son and the sons of Judah arose as one to oversee those working on the house of God. The son of Hernadad with their sons and their brethren, the Levites, when the builders laid the foundations of the temple of Yah the Lord, the priests stood in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the son of Asaph, with cymbals to praise Yah the Lord, according to the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang responsively, praising and giving thanks to Yah the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever toward Israel. Then all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised Yah the Lord, because the foundation of the house of Yah the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of the fathers' houses, who were old men who had seen the first temple, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this temple was laid before their eyes. Yet many shouted loud for joy. And what I'm understanding here, sheep, is that there were, this is the second temple, well, the temple being rebuilt, like we read in Nehemiah. Well, Nehemiah went and rebuilt the walls So let me not get it twisted. Let's continue to read verse 13. So that the people could not discern. Discern means to tell the difference. The noise of the shout of joy from the noise of weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard far off. Well, should we finish reading Ezra chapter 3 for today? Now, I want to get into reading Psalms, and I have read up to Psalms 106, and I want to read that today. But hopefully, I can get through it. I'm not fast enough of a reader, but let's start. Turn with me to Psalms 106, and let's read. Praise Yah the Lord. Oh, give thanks to Yah the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter? Utter means to speak or say the mighty acts of Yah the Lord. Or who can declare all his praise? Blessed are those who keep justice, and he who does righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord Yah, with favor you have towards your people. Oh, visit me with your salvation. And salvation means redeeming you or delivering. And you ask deliverance or redemption from what? From sin. Verse 5, that I may see the benefit of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. And yes, lost sheep, if you look up to Lumba Tribe, L-E-M-B-A, DNA, you'll see that we black folk in America look like them. And according to the article that's there, their DNA is the same as the priest, Aaron the priest. Perhaps that's why we black folk can sing so well, or dance, or whatever we do it better than most. I'm going to pick up at verse 6 of Psalms 106. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers in Egypt did not understand your wonders. They did not remember the multitude of your mercies, but rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it dried up. So he led them through the depths. To go through, that means to go like from one side to the other side. He saved them from the hand of him who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of their enemy. Verse 11. The waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then they believed his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel. And counsel means advice. But lusted exceedingly in the wilderness. Lusted means to crave, to want, or desire. And tested God in the desert. And he gave them their requests, but sent leanness into their soul. He made it thin. Or there was no breath in their soul. They didn't perhaps concentrate or follow him as they should have. I am at verse 18. In the Moses in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of the Lord, of Yah the Lord. The earth opened up and swallowed Dathan and covered the faction of Abram. And I'm going to stop here one moment to try to give you the understanding that I have. If you read in the Old Testament book of Numbers, chapter 16. It tells you about Korah's rebellion and the faction that we read about here in verse 17, and covers the faction of Abram. A faction is an opposing group. So the Korah's rebellion was against Moses. And, you know, he was an opposed Moses. He was like, well, I can have certain, I can do, he wanted to be like Moses. And so what happened was, let's read on, starting at verse 18. I remember, I want you to read Numbers chapter 6, and it may give you a better understanding of what I have tried to tell you. And his rebellion was against Moses because he wanted to be in the lead. Verse 18, as fire kindled up in their company, the flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshiped the molded image. Now, thus they changed their glory into the image of an ox, grass. Now, let me tell you this. Turn quickly with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 4. And that is another commandment. We are, verse 4, let me read that to you. We're not supposed to worship any image. This Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. You shall not make for yourselves any carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the sins of the fathers on the children of the third and fourth generations, those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. So we're going to stop reading here at Psalms 106, and we'll pick up reading at verse 19 next time. Let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, creator of all things, I thank this prayer as about a four-year-old prayed at Sabbath school. He said, Father, keep the devil away. I say the same thing, ditto. Keep the devil away from us, your children. Remember, sheep, the holiday for those who do not believe in you are coming up, and many of them are going to eat pig. They're not supposed to eat pig. Let them read Leviticus chapter 11 to know what they're to read. I want your sheep to go and get this book, How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. Also go to Amazon.com and order my two books. You can be reading within 5 minutes, The Passing and The Broken Plan. My name is spelled SONDRAHARRIS. Remember, take God along with you everywhere you go, and if it's His will, I will be back with you next time.